Coming. Hey, baby. Here, come on in. Can I get you anything? No? Okay. Of course you can sit down, baby. You've been here so many times. You don't need to ask permission to sit on the couch. You're too polite for your own good. Yeah, why I called you here. So, you know how I constantly praise you for being such a good boyfriend? No, baby, absolutely not. This is not a breakup talk. I love you more than anything. I could never break up with you. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I always praise you for being so good to me, being such a good boyfriend. And, well, I do the same to my friends. I constantly brag about you to them. I always rant about how nice you are to me, about how you basically give me the princess treatment all the time, about how you take care of me when I'm sick. Like that one time I fell outside your apartment and skinned my elbow. You took me inside, cared for me, even though it was a small cut. You treat me so well, babe. And I might have even told them about how you fuck me. Oh, you look so cute when you're flustered. It's okay, baby. I trust them enough not to spread it around. It's just that you do such a good job for me. I just need to brag about my good boy. Who did I tell? Not very many. Just Lurky, Nora, and Venus. The ones I trust the most. But with me talking about you so much, the girls are starting to get a little jealous. Most of them are single right now, except Nora. But her man's not treating her the way she'd like him to. All of them are in a bit of a dry spell, I guess you could say. So we got to talking, and I brought up the idea of, gosh, this is so embarrassing. I was thinking they could, use you? What do I mean? Well, like, you know when I come home after work and I immediately jump you, tear your clothes off, and ride you until I'm satisfied? Yeah, that's me using you. So, I was thinking that maybe, if you're okay with it, the girls could use you too. You don't have to say yes or anything. I don't want to pressure you or anything. You are more than welcome to say... What do I want? Well, I kind of find the idea hot. I've known the girls for a while, so I know they wouldn't hurt you or go past any boundaries. And I trust you too. I know you'll always come back to me. So, what do you say, babe? Do you want to be used by my friends? Yes? Really? Yay! I was so worried you'd think I was gross or something. Come here. Give me a kiss. I knew you couldn't resist the offer, though. You're too much of a good boy not to. You just want to please me. Is that right, baby? Yeah, that's my good boy. It really turns me on. The idea of you with another woman. I know you'd show them how much of a good boy you are. Maybe we'd get everyone in a room and pass you around between everyone. I felt that twitch, baby. You like that idea? I bet you didn't even notice my hand on your cock, rubbing you through your pants. You're just too horny thinking about a group of women using you like the slut you are. Do taking turns coming on your cock, on your face. Each of the girls want to fuck you so bad. I told them they can call whenever, and you'll do it. It might be at the other house, or here, or even in public. I'm so wet. Bedroom. Now. Good boy. Always such a good boy for me. Lay on the bed. I need your cock. There he is. So hard for me already. So big. You were really picturing it, Being shared by a handful of women. Each of them just using your huge rod. Let me just lick up your shaft. Teasing you, getting you ready for me. I know you'll be a good boy for the girls, won't you? I told them how you can be whatever I want you to be. Dom or sub. If I tell you to do it, you'll do it, won't you? Good boy. Mommy's going to suck your cock now, okay, baby? I'll never get enough of this taste. It's so good. I told them everything about you, baby. Your weak spot right under your head. Yeah, right there. I told them about your taste. Your delicious pre-cum. I can't get enough of it. I told them how perfect your cock is, baby. How nice it feels in my mouth, in my throat. I told them how you throb when you get close. How I know you're gonna shoot a big, thick load into me. I'm gonna ride you now, baby. Just let me get right above you. And sink down. I love your cock. I'll never get used to the size. Don't buckle up into me just yet, baby. Yeah, good boy. I told the girls how well you listen to me. How you do everything I tell you. You listen to mommy so well, baby. Yeah, good boy. I told them how you hit every spot. You make mommy feel so good, baby boy. You're the best little slut anyone could ask for. Start buckling up into mommy, baby. Yeah. Good boy. Such a good boy for me. I told them how sweet your moans are. Lurky looks so horny when I told them that. She loves to hear men moan. She wants to hear your little moan so bad, baby. And Nora. She's so unhappy with her boyfriend. She wants a good, hard fuck by a hung boy like you. She wants to be pounded like a slut. I know you can do that too, baby. I know you can shove her head into the mattress. Yeah. Yeah. I'm close, baby. Each of the girls want to fuck you. And you will. You'll fuck them however they want. But you know what, baby? I'll always be here. After they use you, you'll come home. And I'll use you some more. I'll suck the juices off your cock. I'll take even more of your cum. I can feel you throbbing. Come in me, baby. Come in, mommy. I'm close. Yeah. Come in me. Good boy. The girls are gonna eat you up, baby. Let me get off you. Pull you out. Come here. Lay on my chest. There we go. Good boy. I love you, baby. You're so good for mommy. You're gonna be so good for the girls, too. But remember, baby, you'll always come back to me, no matter how hard they fuck you, or how hard you fuck them. I'll always love you. I'm glad you love me, too. Now close your eyes, baby. Rest for me.